Welcome to Kidstown Live, where we bring you the hottest young talent every Friday at 4 p.m. on Easy Way Broadcasting. The best place to hear what's happening in the kids' world of Hollywood. And where, you know, kids can be just kids.
I know, Mom. It's time for Kidstown Live.
All right, so if you had to choose between your math homework and listening to a totally awesome radio show on Friday at 4 p.m., what would you pick? I know, it's a very, very tough choice, but logically, the Kidstown Live radio show would be your answer. Brought to you by Easy Way Broadcasting. Fridays, 4 p.m. on EasyWayBroadcasting.com. Live from L.A. is Trinity and Victoria. They take on entertainment from a kid's perspective. Young Hollywood just got a new voice. Kidstown Live, Fridays at 4 p.m. on EasyWayBroadcasting.com.
Mind up, thinking you're the main attraction. All my girls see you fronting on them like you want some kind of action. So don't be hating on me, cause they want my satisfaction. In a closing scene, no way, no camera, like the action. You play the map, but you're no movie star.
Now we'll take you higher, we'll bring the fire, so we'll take you higher. approaching our teacher fairly.
Hello, this is Victoria on Kidstown Live. We have a lot of amazing things to tell our listeners. Everything about talking about Trinity's 14th birthday bash in Hollywood, our red carpet event where we will be able to interview the greatest actors in showbiz, share what's in and in today's teen news like Gossip and 401, and of course not to mention our celebrity guest today, Chad Roberts.
Woo-hoo!
So, hello?
Hey, this is Trinity.
Oh, hey, Trinity. Oh, my gosh, I thought you were not going to call in.
No, I'm right here. So we're so excited to tell our listeners everything from talking about going to my birthday, of course. I'm really excited about everything.
And our guest today, Chad Roberts. I'm so excited.
Yes. He's such a great,
upcoming actor. Yeah. So we can't wait to hear what he's been up to and ask him to share his 2014 goal.
Yeah. We actually hung out with him at the No Hate campaign and the Christmas tour drive. We took a lot of pics over there.
Yeah, that was so much fun. And I remember we were talking about it in the last radio show.
It was
so
fun.
So what's up, Trinity? Are you excited for your big day? And who's going to perform at your party? I can't wait to hear.
Oh, sorry it's loud over here, but yeah, I'm really excited about my birthday party. We have great, amazing talent and performers, Mila Brown from America's Got Talent, Melanie Taylor, AAL Music Awards nominee, Sir Castanon from Click, our friend Little L, and Brando Murphy, sons of comedy, and he will be having some comedy for everyone. So you guys don't really want to miss the event. So if you guys want to buy tickets, go to the website eventbrite.com and type in Trinity's 14th birthday bash, and there'll be like live concerts and everything.
Oh yeah, and we actually also interviewed Lauren Sellers at the premiere for.
Oh yeah.
Nut Job. Yeah, she's
I had her sing. I had her sing on the interview. It was really good. I love her voice.
Yeah.
It's so amazing.
And when we get the interview edited, you guys can watch it on the Facebook fan page, Kidstown Live with the Z. And since we're going to be having Chad Roberts as our guest from Cougar Town, you guys can call in at 914-338-1303.
So, Victoria, what have you been up to this week?
This week has been pretty exciting, actually. My team, we got into the championship, so we were playing our area games. And then we just started all-star practice, and that was so much fun because it's like a whole new level of playing with bigger and better players. So, yeah, it's really exciting.
Yeah.
And then I just got to watch the new movie, Legend of Hercules, with my friend. That was,
best
movie ever. I don't know if... Yeah, you guys should all see it. It's definitely really awesome. And I don't remember the actor's name, but he played Edward Cullen's brother in Twilight, too. So if you guys like Twilight, you guys will definitely like The Legend of Hercules. Yeah, pretty awesome.
Vampire. Yeah, I'm still really excited because we got to go to the Nut Job premiere, and we got to interview Katherine Heigl, who played Andy, and Will Arnett, who played Surly, and the writer and director, Peter Lupius. I'm just going to call him
Lupini
Peter
Otis. It's Lupini Otis. Peter Lupini
and, Otis. Benjamin Flores Jr. from The Haunted Hathaways, and Lauren
Brianna
Sellers. Yeah, and a.k.a. Little L. I'm just really excited.
We even got to see everyone. Yeah, we even got to see Adam Sandler coming out of the theater. Even though we didn't get to interview him, it was still amazing to know that he was in there.
Yeah.
It was really fun seeing him. I was like, oh, my gosh.
I was really excited. I was like, oh, my gosh, that's Adam Sandler.
Mm-hmm. I know, and... The video will be on our fan page, so definitely check it out, Kidstown Live with a Z. And actually, we also got to interview Catherine McNamara. She's an actress and a singer, and she has so many projects she's working on, like Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn, and she's on a new show on MTV called Happy Land, and also a movie on Cartoon Network called Contest. And she told me that she's singing right now, so she's doing a lot of singing, and she's like hoping that she's trying to get a soundtrack.
Oh, that's
called
exciting.
Chatter. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm excited about Chad Roberts. He's totally an upcoming star in Hollywood. His recent credit is actually Cougar Town with Courtney Cox, and his film Defriended with David Taylor and Matt Mick Valley. I'm just really excited to have him on the show today.
What's the best thing for kids? Next to the space station. Kids Town Live, of course, now broadcasting every Friday afternoon from Hollywood, California. Join Trinity Marquez and Victoria Strauss as they talk about the latest fashion trends, way cool music reviews, and celebrity interviews with some of your fave stars. All brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com. Kids Town Live, Fridays at 4 p.m. We come second to the space station.
Woohoo! Yep, definitely. I'm actually kind of excited that they made a new, what's it called? A new ring, I guess you could say. It was pretty awesome. My name was in it.
Yeah.
So this is actually be a really great show. What's funny is that Chad was trying to show support last week on Friday by calling in and giving a shout-out, and that's when IM5 was on the air. But there was no time to chat with him, so we had to invite him back and get a chance to talk to him today.
Yeah, that kind of just sucked, but at least we have Chad Roberts today, so I'm really excited about everything.
And we just got IM5's T-shirt, and they signed it, and it's right here. So
oh, my gosh.
I'm really excited.
That is awesome.
I can't tell which signature is which, but...
Oh, yeah. So we're definitely going to put this on the fan page.
Yeah, you guys will hopefully have a contest you guys can win one, too. And they even signed autographs on their posters.
Nice. So if you guys have any questions for our guest today, calling at 914-338-1303. So I answer all your calls, so don't hang up. And please check out Facebook page, Kids Town with a Z. I mean, Kids
Town Live.
And Kids Town Live. So be so cool. So now we have Chad Roberts right now. So let's see. Hello?
Hi. How are you guys?
Hey.
Hey, Chad.
How are you doing?
We're fine. How are you?
I'm good, too. Thank you.
Okay, so we want to know how it was working on Cougar Town.
It was a lot of fun, actually, working with Courtney Cox and all the crew. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, that's nice.
Wow. And can you tell us a little bit about the film Defriended? How was it making that film?
It's a lot about cyberbullying. I haven't filmed it yet. We were going to be filming it at the end of February, but it's a lot about cyberbullying and how people are affected from all different types of bullying.
That's nice. So I have a question. How was it working with Courtney Cox? Because I really like her.
It was amazing working with her. She was so nice to work with. You would think someone as big as her, it wouldn't be, but it was amazing to work with her. She was just amazing. She was actually the director of one of the episodes that I was on.
Oh, that's nice. So how was your New Year this far?
What was that?
How was your New Year this far?
It was really good so far. Good. I'm hoping for an amazing year.
That's nice. So what are you expecting it to happen in 2014?
I'm hoping maybe a new show for me to book.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Okay, so I see you on the red carpet a lot. How do you like attending those events? And they actually look like a lot of fun.
They are a lot of fun to go on the red carpets and meet new people and new friends, like Trinity. That's how I met you. And it's always just a lot of fun to meet new people and there's even stars there sometimes, and it's a lot of fun to meet them.
I have a question. What is your motivation in acting?
Motivation in acting, you just got to keep going on things in life, and if you want something, you just got to keep working at it, and this is what I want to do. I just love doing it.
So when did you start acting?
I started 5 years ago now. Yeah, I started when I was 10. Yeah.
That's cool. So how are you liking it so far?
I love acting so far. It's a lot of fun. It's a new experience. It's different.
That's nice. I'm just really excited for you to be on our show. I'm really stoked about everything.
Yeah, me too.
So do you have anything coming up?
I have my new Hoobertown episode coming up. It's called Too Much Ain't Enough, and it's going to come up in February or March. It's my episode on Hoobertown.
I hope February, because that's my mom's birthday.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm also on hold for a commercial.
Oh, really? What commercial?
I can't say what it is because I had to sign that I can't say. But
okay.
I'm on hold for a commercial. I can tell you that.
Keep it on the DL. I know.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah. So everything's going good with everything, with your acting and Cougartown and your commercial that you can't tell us.
Yes, everything's going very good. How's everything going for you?
Can you tell us how you prepare for an audition?
Prepare for an audition? I have to mainly go over the lines and get myself ready. Mainly the lines is how I get ready for it. And if it's a lot of lines, I will do a coaching with my coach who helps me do that.
Okay. So I actually have a question for Befriend Dead, the movie. Have you ever been bullied before?
I have not been bullied, but I have had quite a few friends who have been bullied, actually.
What did you do then when your friends were getting bullied?
I talk them through it because it's a hard time when you're getting bullied. You have to talk them through it. And I would make sure to talk to them. And usually they're scared and they don't want to tell people what's going on. And you got to let other people know what's going on. You can't just do it by yourself.
Okay, that's cool. That's nice. That's really nice that you probably stand up to your friends, the bullies.
Yeah.
So can you tell us a little bit about your part in the film? We know you play Edward in the movie Defended, and we just want to know a little bit about your part.
I am actually the bully in the movie. Surprisingly. I actually have to play the bully who bullies the kid.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah.
So how was that playing that part?
I have not filmed it yet. I'm going to be filming it in the end of February, but I'm thinking it's going to be very good. I've already met all the other actors and the director and stuff, and they're all very amazing. I've done table reads and different stuff like that.
That's nice. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, it's a good message that it gets across to people.
Yeah, it's very good. And plus, like, for people that are getting bullied in school, it's a really good message for them.
People need to see what's actually going on.
Yes. So these are actually personal questions. So what is your favorite type of music?
Favorite type of music? It's really just a mix of stuff. Mainly what's on the radio. I'll do rap, pop, country, just a mix of just everything.
Yeah, that's me too.
Yeah.
Well, my favorite type of music is actually pop. What's your favorite type of music?
My favorite type of music is rock blues. My
rock
favorite
blues.
Artist is ZZ Ward. She's awesome. Yeah, she's awesome. And definitely Tori Kelly. She's awesome. So what is your favorite kind of food?
Favorite kind of food? That's pizza. That's an easy one.
Ooh, pizza. I like Pizza Hut. I like the breadsticks.
Yeah. Pizza Hut is up for that is
I love pizza, especially Little Caesar's pizza. That's my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I love the breadsticks because they fill it up with cheese. So it's like, yum.
That's a traitor.
Okay, yes. So do we have any callers right now?
Hello?
Caller?
Hi.
What's your name?
Hi, I'm Lauren Feathers, and I have a question for Chad.
Oh, hey, Lauren.
Hey, guys. Okay, so, Chad, did you get your Xbox One for Christmas?
I did get my Xbox One for Christmas. How'd you know I wanted one?
Well, because I saw in your videos and stuff that you really wanted one for Christmas, so.
Yes, I did get one. Thank you for asking.
That's awesome.
I'm enjoying it very much.
That's nice. So do you have any other questions for Chad?
Yeah, I would like to ask, how was it working on Bruno Mars in his music video?
It's a lot of fun to see how it works, and especially with Bruno Mars. He's very nice, and actually on the off time, he was beatboxing and everything. It was really fun to work with him.
Yeah, he's so amazing. Oh my gosh, I'm so jealous. I love Bruno Mars. He's my favorite.
Yeah,
I know he's my favorite too. I love his new song.
He's really
so.
Yeah.
Speaking about music, how excited are you to perform at Trinity's birthday bash, Lauren?
I'm so excited because also happy birthday, Trinity.
Thank you so much. Just to say again on the 24th, so I can feel more special.
Yeah,
I'm excited for you to perform at my birthday. Can't wait to sing.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so we should ask Lauren a little personal question, even though I know like a few of them, so it's like for BFFs. But Lauren, what is your favorite food?
I'm sorry, what was that?
What is your favorite food?
My favorite food? I'd probably say watermelon. I love watermelon.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Okay.
So we all agreed on pizza.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Yeah, we all agreed on pizza.
Chad.
I love watermelon, but Chad and I and Trinity all agreed on pizza, so I'm sorry.
Okay. I'll be healthy this year.
Yeah. So, Lauren, I always know that you like One Direction.
I love One Direction.
So if one of them asked you out, what would you say?
I would say, of course, but I would preferably want it to be Niall, because Niall's my favorite.
Yes, we know you love Niall. Also, Sophia, my little sister, she loves Niall, too.
Yeah.
I like Harry. He's my favorite. He has, like, the highest voice of all of them. He's all like...
So, Chad, who is your woman crush from the acting world?
Definitely Jennifer Lawrence. That's the easiest
question.
She's awesome.
She's
so funny.
Did you watch Catching Fire?
Yes, I did, of course.
I'm so excited for the new one.
Yes.
Can't wait to see what's happening.
Really,
I did not
book
yet, so it surprised me on what happened.
I love Jennifer, but I also love Liam Hemsworth.
Well, of course.
Jennifer
Lawrence is definitely my favorite, though.
That's cool. So, anyone else, like, I don't know, like Ariana Grande or
she's
something?
Awesome.
Well, I can say Taylor Swift because she did do a movie, so I can say her technically.
Which movie?
What movie did she do?
Did Valentine's Day.
Oh yes, I remember that movie. She did another one. I was like, what?
Wait, since we're talking about, like, movies, if you had to work with any star, who would it be?
I would think Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, yeah, he's awesome. Hey, how about you, Lauren? Who would it be?
I would say Jennifer Lawrence or Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp? Oh, my gosh, I was thinking about this because I just saw the star. I always forget his name, but he played Batman in the new Batman movie. He's my favorite actor ever.
Ben Affleck?
Ben Affleck.
I think so,
I think
yeah.
That's his name.
He's awesome.
He's a new one.
Chad, why would you work with that person?
I would work with Robert Downey Jr. because he seems just so down to earth. Everyone that I've heard that works with him, he just is in general a great guy. And he's also an amazing actor. But he,
of course.
I could learn a bunch from him because he knows what he's doing now.
Okay, so Chad, do you want to listen to Lauren's song or Little L's song?
Yeah, of course.
Here, we're going to play it right now.
It's called
amazing song.
Yeah, that was a Little L song, Anything Is Possible. And thank you, Lauren, for calling.
Yeah, thank
it
you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Show.
I can't wait to see Chad on Cougar Town.
Thank you.
Definitely.
Well, bye.
See you Saturday.
Bye.
Bye.
So, Chad, let's go back. So, so now we're going to talk about with you about the 411. And so, can you believe that Justin Bieber's house got raided this week?
I know, right? I was, like, so crazy. But they, it was, like, a $1 million house, so.
Yeah, so what do you think about that?
I heard that he egged his neighbor's house. I wasn't sure what they were planning on finding.
I
wasn't sure if they egged in the fridge.
Well, I guess he's lucky it wasn't his house, because he has a pretty big house with some pretty good stuff in it.
Yeah.
And plus, that Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber got back together, that's kind of crazy. How about that? What do you think about that?
I think it's a good couple. I mean, they keep getting back and forth. I don't know.
What do you think about that,
Dad? I don't think Justin Bieber's good enough for her. I don't know.
I still think
they're a cute couple, though.
I guess. I mean, like, she's kind of a little older than him.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Age is just a number.
So, Chad, there's a new Disney show coming out. It's kind of like The Wizards of Waverly Place. So what do you think about that?
I've not heard about that, but I did like Wizards of Waverly Place. I love that show.
Yes.
So maybe
I thought
it'll be good.
Austin and Ally is going to be returning to Disney Channel.
No, it's another one because there's a new Disney show that is coming.
Oh.
Yeah.
The Thundermans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
like the new Wizards of Waverly Place.
Kind of like the same characters, but there's like more. They add more to it. What do you think about that?
I do like that show a lot, actually. I've watched every episode so far.
Oh.
So did you know that Lucy Hale actually sings? She's actually a country singer. And I had no idea until I saw her perform, and she was, amazing. It was good. I loved that.
Oh, yeah. I've seen her in that Cinderella movie.
It was her song, You Sound Good to Me. That's what it was called.
Ah.
Yeah. What do you guys think about it? I thought it was cool.
I don't think I've heard
the
song
yet. Do you guys hear it before?
No,
I don't think
I have heard it before.
Yeah, I don't
think
I've
heard it yet. But my mom actually likes that song. Sometimes she sings it in her head. And I can, not in her head, I mean like out loud.
Okay, I was going to say that's kind of weird.
That's funny. So, Chad?
So I heard that Chad called in last week while we had IM5 on the show, and we were talking about their tour. But we actually have two free tickets for It's Getting Weird tour and a Havana watch, so check out the fan page, Kids with a Z, Town Live, to win. And IM5 actually got some watches, too.
Yeah, I've seen them. They post it on Facebook. So that was actually cool. They're all showing our watches off, the Havana watches.
I saw the watches. They were really cool.
Yeah, those watches are actually cool, and they're kind of comfortable, too.
They look like they might be.
So, Chad, let's see. What kind of fashion do you like?
What kind of fashion? My favorite store has to be H&M. That's what most of my closet is. I'll look at my outfit for the day, I'm like, my whole outfit is H&M, even my shoes. I just realized that. That is definitely my favorite store out of all.
Okay, we're going to actually take a caller right now. It's a 424 number. Hello?
Caller?
What's your name?
What happened? I can't hear you.
I don't think
she said anything.
Hello?
I don't think she's on the phone. Or that person's on the phone.
Did she walk away?
Oh, okay. That's kind of weird.
Okay, well, we'll have to take callers later.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of weird. So everything is going good for you. I heard that you talked about like Cougar Town, your movie Friend that is shooting in February. So
yep.
That's really cool. So do you think that you're going to work on a different movie after Defriend? Or Defriend Dead?
Dead.
Sorry.
I'm going to keep auditioning and hopefully, yeah, I will. It'll be really nice. Get another movie or short film.
Okay, we have another caller 424. Hello? What's your name?
Hi, I'm Sophia. Hi, Sophia.
Hello.
Oh, hi. I love your show, Cougar Town, and I have two questions for you.
Okay.
Okay, how did you get started to act?
I got started by doing background, actually. That's how I got started, because my mom wanted to see if I liked it, so she's like, okay, we can do background. I did my first background job on my 10th birthday, actually, and I figured out I loved it, and I've been doing it for 5 years now, and I still love it.
Oh, wow, that's a long time. Well, thank you.
Of course.
Okay,
thank
bye.
You for calling in. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Okay. I love your show.
So, thank
thanks.
You.
We're going to do a commercial from our sponsor, Havana Watches, right now.
So, yep.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. HavanaWatches.com provides the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in our custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and internationally designed models. HavanaWatches.com has been creating high-quality watches since 2004. Our executive staff has over 18 years of watch experience. I myself was the past president of Whitnor Watches International. We are American-owned and operated. Our goal is to provide you with a watch you are proud to wear. We want to be your preferred watch brand in the United States. See our styles at HavanaWatches.com. Find watches exclusively for you.
I like
okay,
the last
part of
the
song. Was heard that like commercial so many times.
So
I love Man Watch.
Chad, are you going to be able to attend my birthday bash?
Yes, I will be. I will be there tomorrow.
Okay, so I'm really excited to see you. And I remember at the No Hate campaign, we were dancing.
We were like
so
falling over.
That was really fun. I was like, oh, Chad's my new dancing partner.
Yeah. We danced till like 1 morning.
Yeah. So everybody make sure to hit like on our fan page, Kids with a Z, Town Live. And so you guys can call in at 914-338-1303. So, yeah. So we have another caller at 424. Hi,
hello.
Caller.
What's your name?
Hi, I'm Isabel.
Hi,
hello.
Isabel.
Hi. I had a question. I wanted to know if you got to act with one celebrity, who would it be?
Well, I was saying like before, I think it would be Robert Downey Jr. because he seems just like an amazing guy. Also, Josh Hutcherson would be amazing.
Yes, he's a really good actor.
Yes, he is.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye, Jessica.
Isabel.
Hi.
Or Isabel.
Isabel.
That's funny.
Bye.
Oh. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
That was so cute. I like her voice. Her voice is like squeaky like Alvin and the Chipmunk.
Okay, so another personal question: What do you like to do instead of acting? Like your outside hobbies?
I like to play a lot of video games. That's one of my favorite things to do outside of acting.
I actually like video games too. We just got an Xbox and we play a lot, and a Wii.
The Wii is at least active. The Xbox.
The Wii what?
The Wii is at least a little active because you swing your arms.
Yeah.
And stuff.
We have Just Dance. I'm not the best dancer, but I just like playing that game. And then I have Mario Kart. That's awesome. I love
Ooh,
that game.
I like Mario Kart.
Yeah, it's
that,
fun.
I used to play that. I always played that when I was with my cousins. And we would be just like driving and everything.
I used to be obsessed with that game.
That's awesome. I love that game. So, what do you think about the new game of GTA 5?
Oh, I love that game. That game actually came out on my birthday, and I went there at midnight to get it.
Oh, really? Was the line long?
It was actually extremely long because they hit, like, record-breaking. It was, like, something around, I think it was $1 billion in 3 days of sales. It was
crazy.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of that game.
It's kind of like an action game, then. And then you can, like, do all, I haven't played it in a while, that's the thing.
Yeah, it's like a free-run kind of game.
Yeah, you can, like, do whatever you want. I know you can steal cars, and
yeah.
I do. I would like to steal cars, but not in real life, because I would be scared.
So if you have a question for Chad, remember to call in at 914-338-1303, because we have a lot of questions that we need. Okay, and definitely check out our fan page on Facebook, Kids Town Live, and it's Kids with a Z.
So, yep, definitely check that out. But, yeah, I'm just really excited that you're on here.
So, Chad, do you have any, like, secret talents? Like, maybe you could do weird voice impressions or something? Or?
Secret talents. Not one of the secret talents, really. I can mess up a Rubik's Cube, I can tell you that.
No, I used to be, like, horrible at those.
I can only do one side. You would what?
I could sit at a Rubik's Cube for an hour. I could do that and not get it, but I could sit at it for a while.
That's funny. I think if you do the whole cube that you're really smart at math.
Well, I'm not good at math, so I guess that proves that.
Yeah, I'm really not good at math. High five over the phone.
Yeah. I don't think I want to be telling people my grades, but, yeah. I like
I'm sure your grades are good.
Your grades are probably good. Do you have A's and B's?
Yeah, I do have really good grades, actually.
I'm sure you seem like a smart girl.
That's funny. Yeah. So, Chad, are you in homeschool?
I am homeschooled. I've been doing homeschool for, three or four years now?
Really?
Yeah.
I was actually homeschooled for 4 years, and I went back to school. I needed it. I don't think I could have just stayed homeschooled forever.
That's the thing with acting, though, is that I'm not just, like, confined in the house. I get to go do acting and meet tons of other people and at the red carpet events. I meet all different kinds of people in classes, like acting classes. And I actually met my best friend through homeschooling because it's a kind of thing where you go in and you, like, do, like, English classes and you get a book.
I met a lot of people in homeschool, too.
Yeah. People say you don't get out, but you actually meet a lot of people through it.
Yeah, you do.
Me and Trinity, actually, we just saw the premiere of Nut Job. Are you going to go see it? Or
yeah, I think
movie you want to go see?
It looks really funny, actually, that movie.
Yes, I love that movie.
That was awesome.
What was your best part in that movie?
I haven't seen it yet. I'm going.
What was your favorite part?
Oh, you haven't seen it.
Well, we actually got to interview some pretty big stars. We got to interview Katherine Heigl, and she played the voice of Andy.
Yeah, it's really cool that you guys have we got to
also interview Will Arnett, and he played the voice of Surly the Squirrel. And actually, I thought that was a really great movie. They did their voice impressions for us, and they were actually really good. So
you have to definitely watch
the movie.
Yeah. It's a really good movie and funny.
And I heard that they even came up with an app for the movie. And I actually got the app. It's really fun. You can watch the trailer. You can play some games. They even have some coloring. And it's actually really fun. So you guys definitely go to the app store and get that game too.
And even the Nut Job, it was originally a short film. I think it was a 12-minute short film. That's what the director told us in the interview. And then it was like back in 2011, and now they made a movie for it, a full-length movie for 2014. So that was crazy that there was a short film, and then they put in a lot of time for 2014 to make it.
that's really interesting.
Yeah, and we actually we got to we're going to be posting the videos on our fan page. So definitely check out our fan page at Kids with the Z Town Live because there's going to be some really cool videos.
And I also want to go see Ride Along. That movie looks really funny.
Oh, my gosh. I'm actually seeing that movie for my birthday.
I'd like to see it tonight. It looks really funny.
Yeah. Actually, I love Kevin Hart. He's actually my number one actor ever. I would love to work with him. He's, like, an awesome comedian. He is. And so, again, I know you told us that you who would you like to work with, but anyone else that you would like to work with?
Anyone else? Jennifer Lawrence, of course, because you got to work with your crush sometimes. But Jennifer Lawrence would be amazing. I don't know if I'd be able to work with her very well. I'd probably just sit there with my jaw open, just like, I love you, marry me.
Okay,
we're
gonna take a quick song break. We're going to be playing Into the Night by IM5.
Heard you've been wishing, got my attention. Now it's my mission to show you. Our hearts embracing, anticipating, and now it's a moment. Get a better view. I see you caught up in my storm. This right here is why I was born. Now I'm in the spotlight. Gets a little crazy, but it's alright. And we can't slow down. Never gonna stop, it's our time now. We'll take you higher. We'll bring the fire. So we'll take you higher. We'll bring the fire. Doing what we want, wild and free. Make it last forever. Hit repeat. Take you so high, you'll feel it right. IM5, into the night.
Heard Into the Night by IM5, and we actually had them on the show last week, and we actually got to talk about their tour, It's Getting Weird, and we're going to be watching, Kids Town Live is going to be there, and we, like, listening to the same. And we always hear them sing, but they're, like, every time, I just love watching their performance because they're great dancers.
Oh, yeah, I definitely like their moves.
And they actually got some Havana watches themselves, so. Ted, are you ever, do you ever think you're going to start singing?
Or rapping?
Singing is not my thing. I just
oh,
sing
okay.
on the new episode.
Oh, okay.
Do you think you can come up with some good rhymes for rapping or anything, or no?
I'm not quite a rapper or a singer.
I can feel good.
Just can't.
Do you play any sports?
Play any sports? I played soccer for a while, and I did fencing.
That's funny, because Victoria actually plays soccer.
Yep, I play in AYSO, so that's really fun.
I love soccer. I love sports and everything. I actually play basketball and baseball. But I definitely like watching the 49ers, the football. Oh, my gosh. They better be going to the Super Bowl. They have to go. What happened? Go ahead.
I also do, like, fencing. I did that for a while.
Fencing.
That was a lot of fun. It's a lot more exercise in, like, an hour than you would think.
What is that like? Because, every time I always see it in, like, sometimes maybe in movies or, TV shows, I always see it looks fun, but does it hurt? Does some people get injured when you do fencing?
You don't really get hurt. You have a lot of protective gear on. You have, like, two coats, a mask, gloves. Like guards and everything, you don't really get hurt unless someone tries to hurt you, which they can. If they hit you in the hand, it can really hurt, but it's not going to hurt if they hit you in the mask or the chest.
Oh, okay.
It's a lot of fun, though.
So, since we were speaking about Super Bowl, did you guys know that Destiny's Child actually performed at the Super Bowl? They performed at the Super Bowl.
I didn't know that.
Me either.
Do you guys know who Destiny's Child is? No?
No.
I don't think there's going to be a reunion because I heard that Beyonce cut Kelly Rowland's face out in an Instagram picture she posted.
What?
Yeah. So some drama going on there, but maybe if you guys check out Beyonce's Instagram, you'll see the picture.
Yeah. I'm really excited for the Super Bowl because Bruno Mars is performing at the Super Bowl in February. So I'm like, Bruno Mars. He definitely has to perform, and I can't wait.
Yeah, I just met him, you know.
Have you seen any Super Bowl commercials? Or have you voted for any, actually?
No, I don't like to look at them before. I like to just be surprised, because that's my favorite part of the Super Bowl, actually, is the commercials.
I know. My favorite part of the Super Bowl is, like, every time we have, like, the Super Bowl party, and we eat, and we watch the Super Bowl, and
then
we
have friends come over.
Yeah, it's like the best time. It's like
Christmas, sort of.
That is.
Yeah.
So what
do you
do for Super Bowl?
What was that?
What do you do for Super Bowl?
I usually just eat and have family over and stuff. We have lots of dips and chips and all the good food.
Yeah, definitely all the football food.
Yeah.
Like the KFC, the $2.99. I heard that one's pretty getting big.
Yeah, but I love KFC. I love fried chicken.
Anything fattening works for football.
What happened?
Anything fattening works for football.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I just really want to see the 49ers play on February. And it's they're actually playing Sunday, I think, for the Seahawks.
I think so. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Okay, Ted, well, thank you so much for being on the show. Can
of course,
you tell
you
your fans where we can find you?
You can find
me on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram.
Yeah, my Twitter is @ChadRoberts98, and then Facebook is just Chad Roberts.
And so, Chad, can you give us Kidstown Live a shout-out?
Good job with your show, and keep going, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so
much.
Thanks
for calling.
I will see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so
now we are going to hear Angelique Bates, the song called Can't Pay Me Now. So, Can't Pay Me Now.
Look up in the sky, thank God that I made it. This many years finally worth it. They cut off my power, so now I'm riding with the street life.
Please, Father, let me make it through the night.
Every door of my life is like a rite of passage. I pull myself up, cutting dirt and ashes from the wreckage. Foot patrolling for my kids, I'm busting doors like Armageddon. Close mouths, don't get there, so keep them haters off your head. Hopping in my spaceship, kick back in here, relax and take a trip. I'm doing me, providing for the family. I was left to raise single-handedly. So now I've got the crown, don't come around when chips were down. You were nowhere to be
found. Look up in the sky, thank God that I made it. If this is a dream, then please don't wake me now. Oh no, can't pay me now. Uh-oh, uh-oh. Look up in the sky, thank God that I made it. If this is a dream, then please don't wake me now. Oh no, can't pay me now. Uh-oh, uh-oh.
My money shows I made it, took a caddy, escalated. I love to see the brown, love to see them haters. Hate me diamonds, all it's just a wood. Proud of dress and proud of shoes. Money comes in sex, I just rain it on the fire. Put your hands on me, I'll suck you down, I'm not your child. Have your body twisted, look at like it's surfing on the crowd. Ooh, what's the girl to do except be thankful? Just spend some more money and tell the cashier thank you. Look up to the sky, money to the ceiling, I can't even lie. This a wonderful feeling.
Woohoo, can't pay me now. Uh-oh. I like that song. So, Chad, we're going to bring him back. So, Chad, I think you can do a little better of giving us a shout-out.
This is Chad
Roberts. Yeah, give him more love for us.
This is Chad Roberts from Cougar Town, and keep listening to Kids Town Live.
Okay, now that was a good one.
That was nice.
Thank you so much.
Okay,
see you on Saturday for my birthday.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
All right, so if you had to choose between your math homework and listening to a totally awesome radio show on Friday at 4 p.m., who would you pick? I know, it's a very, very tough choice, but logically, the Kids Town Live radio show would be your answer. Brought to you by Easy Way Broadcasting. Fridays, 4 p.m. on EasyWayBroadcasting.com, live from L.A. is Trinity and Victoria. They take on entertainment from a kid's perspective. Young Hollywood just got a new voice. Kids Town Live, Fridays at 4 p.m. on EasyWayBroadcasting.com.